Are you concerned about America's future? This nation still has tremendous power, but it is less and less effective in using it. Its influence and standing in the world are in decline. Its enemies are rejoicing over America's worst ever foreign policy maneuver. Domestic problems like family breakdown, race riots, and drug addiction are weakening the nation. America's survival is at stake, but its leaders are allowing hostile powers to take charge. Astoundingly, this trend was forecast thousands of years ago in the Holy Bible. America's stunning unwillingness to use its power was specifically prophesied. You need to understand why and what it means for your future. See how these events are happening just as God said they would, and how the perilous present is actually leading to a fantastic future. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Iran's General Soleimani is in the world news now, and he has been under sanctions by the U.S. to not leave Iran because of what? Well, because he's responsible for killing about 1,500 American soldiers, and so he's quite a target, or at least was, for the U.S. That all happened in the Iraqi war. But now the U.S. has made a nuclear agreement with Iran, and they've released $150 billion to the Iranians. But they've also lifted the sanction on General Soleimani, and now he's free to go and do as he pleases, even though he killed hundreds and hundreds of American soldiers. And they know it and can prove it, and yet they now free him to do whatever he wants to do. And so immediately he took off to Russia to purchase ICBMs, that is intercontinental ballistic missiles, that can carry nuclear warheads to all over the world, even to the U.S. And so he was in a big rush to get to Russia and purchase these missiles, which were also, the sanctions were lifted on that project as well. So Iran is now said to be 13 years from getting a nuclear bomb. Now, in the beginning of these talks, they even discussed Iran being 3 months from getting the bomb. And now, all of a sudden, it's going to be 13 years before they have a nuclear bomb. Now, they've violated over 20 agreements, nuclear agreements they've made with the inspectors that have gone in there. Every single one of them they've broken. Do you really think, does anybody really think that Iran is going to wait 13 years to get a nuclear bomb? This is something that is on the fast track. That's why General Soleimani went so quickly to Russia to make this purchase, because now they had a lot of money to spend and they can spread their terrorism now around the world even more. And of course, it becomes much more impactful when they get nuclear bombs. So this is all extremely bad news, and it seems to me almost anybody ought to be able to see that we're living in somewhat of a fantasy world. But you can even see by Soleimani's movement to Russia how immediate his immediately going there shows how they're speeding up the process of not only the bombs but the missiles, and it's all one big project, and they're in a big hurry. And yet we continue to give them virtually everything they want. Now, I'm not blaming any one political party or any one man for this, because when you look into the prophecies, you will see that if you understand who Israel is, and our book on the United States and Britain in Prophecy will explain that to you. But if you understand who Israel is, you know that God blames the people for what's happening in the U.S. and Britain and the Jewish state. He blames the people for what's going on because of certain things that they are doing. He doesn't blame one political party or one leader or anything like that. But let me read to you This is something taken from our Trumpet Weekly, and it's about Soleimani, and taken from the Owl Monitor, September the 1st, and it says this: Soleimani, the commander of Iran's Quds Force, a division of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in charge of operations outside the country's borders, gave what was billed as a special speech to the Assembly of Experts September the 1st to discuss regional matters. Parts of the speech were shared with Iranian news agencies by members of the assembly in attendance. In an interview with Tasnim News Agency, General Soleimani said the collapse of American power in the region has happened. It has happened. The power of America has collapsed in that region, in the Middle East. Now, these are his words, and this was said right after the nuclear deal. Why would you think he'd say that? And of course, this is all prophesied in your Bible, and we've been talking about it for years and telling you exactly what Iran was going to do for decades. And now it's all coming to pass. But why would Soleimani say that, well, the collapse of American power in the region has happened immediately after that nuclear deal? Why would he say that? Well, it's because he sees even in those actions and even in making that nuclear deal that it was really like an American surrender. They just have collapsed. They're not asking for much of anything in return for what they're giving Iran. And they're giving Iran almost everything they ask for. Now, this is common knowledge. And we didn't even ask for our four prisoners there in Iran, who have broken no laws, but they just decided they wanted to imprison them. And we wouldn't even ask for our own people, our own members of the media to be released. Now that is shocking and it's shameful. But look, there are prophecies in your Bible that says we're heading into a time when it's going to be the worst time of suffering ever on this earth, that there's never been a time like it. And it's talking about nuclear bombs and weapons of mass destruction. And we have been talking about that, oh, so many years. And I hope that you'll write for the literature, because let me tell you, prophecies are being fulfilled by the bushel, it seems now, compared to the recent past. But look, there has been a collapse in America's foreign policy, and God has a different scenario about that than what most people have, or just about anybody you'll ever hear talk about it. But how many people really understand how terribly dangerous this nuclear deal is? And we're not talking about one political party or the other. We're talking about there's something wrong with America and Britain and the Jewish nation that God is very much upset about. Notice what it says in Leviticus 26 and verse 17. And I will set my face against you. Verse 17 of Leviticus 26. Verse 18, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power. See, this is, God is talking about breaking the pride of our power because our people won't hearken to him. He's not blaming a political party. He's blaming all Americans and Britons and the Jews in the Middle East, because they are the birthright nations and the scepter nation. If you understand what that means, you'll understand a great deal about Bible prophecy. But this is an end time prophecy, and God says that He has broken our will. We have power. He says He'll break the pride of our power. We have the power, and God gave it to us. And now He has broken our will where we're afraid to use it. Amazing how these things have developed in our lives. God said he would break the pride of our power, and we've got all kinds of problems. And I'll tell you, you need our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy, because we've sent out over 6 million copies of that book. And it is a book very much in demand on our television program. God is concerned about people not hearkening to him. We have a lot of things going on in America that God is concerned about. I just heard this week on the news that the U.S. casualties of heroin users has doubled since 2011. It's doubled, the casualties have. And now it's very cheap. They can get it in here very cheap because they've got a lot of, it's done by the drug cartels, and they're using the gangs, and it's causing all kinds of crime in America. And it says in Ezekiel 7 and verse 23, make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes and the city is full of violence. See, violence is just exploding in America, and it's all because of the drugs and because of gangs coming in from other countries through our southern border. All kinds of terrible problems, and we're seeing it happen, the violence happen just weekly, it seems, in our news media. Notice Daniel 9 in verse 10, and I'll show you where Leviticus 26 and verse 19 is an end time prophecy. It's for today, for right now. Let's go to Daniel, which is a book really only for this end time. Daniel 12 and verse 4 and verse 9. But let's look at Daniel 9 and verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Eternal our God, yea, all Israel. Well, who is that? Well, it's a lot more than a little nation in the Middle East. It's 12 nations in this end time, but God is focusing on three of them, the two birthright nations and the scepter nations, because they've had a special relationship with God, and they've forgotten that history, and they've forgotten all about God and what their history really is. And God is concerned about that. Notice verse 12, and he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. Now Jerusalem was the ancient capital, and it's a type of all Israel. But I want to show you that this all leads into the best news you've ever heard in your life. But it's going to be preceded by tremendous suffering, the worst ever on this planet. Notice verse 13, as it is written in the law of Moses, that includes Leviticus. And of course, it's the Pentateuch, or the first five books of the Bible. And look, notice it's in this end time book, and it's saying this is all was prophesied to happen in this end time. And yet, how many people believe their own Bibles? Notice what Daniel tells us, this book only for the end time. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Eternal our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore has the Eternal watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Eternal our God is righteous in all his works which he does, for we obeyed not his voice. You see, he's not blaming a political party or a political leader. He's blaming the people because of their transgressions. Iran is the number one terrorist-sponsoring nation in the world, and they're spreading terrorism all over the Middle East and other parts of the world. And now we're helping them get the nuclear bomb and giving it a legitimacy that they never had before. And they've got $150 billion to spend on spreading terror and developing their nuclear program and their missile program so they can have missiles to strike the U.S. And they're boasting about being able to do that and say they desire to do it. These are the people we just made that wonderful nuclear deal with. Now, there's no other nuclear power that talks like that. I'll tell you, that's a mad foreign policy that they have. But as I've said so often, there's no other nuclear power on this earth like Iran. And they believe that the worse the violence gets, the more it will hasten the return of their version of the Messiah. They really believe that, and they act upon it. You can see it. That's why they're spreading terror all over the Middle East. Nobody else is doing that nearly as much. ISIS is certainly moving in that direction, but they're not the real power in the Middle East. It is Iran. And it's going to continue to be Iran until a European power destroys them. And it's going to happen very soon. Very, very soon. But if Iran's a terror without nuclear bombs, what are they going to be with nuclear bombs? That's why this nuclear agreement, I believe, is the worst foreign policy disaster ever made by America. Or the worst foreign policy deal, and it is just a massive disaster. And you're going to see it very soon. I'm telling you, it won't take long. They've broken over 20 nuclear agreements already, every single one, as I said before, and yet we go ahead and walk into this and act like they can be trusted. They cannot be trusted. They lie as a way of life. Notice another quote here from the Washington Free Beacon, where it says, senior Iranian military official has vowed to set fire to all U.S. interests in the region and maintained that the Islamic Republic welcomes war with America, according to regional reports demonstrating that Tehran is still committed to fighting the United States in the wake of a recently inked nuclear accord. Well, isn't that amazing? We just made this nuclear deal with them, and they say now, that doesn't stop us from declaring war on America. We're going to have war with them. Their desire is to do that. They make that public. They speak about it publicly. Do we realize the danger of this world that we're living in? This is the spark that's going to lead us into a nuclear Armageddon. It's going to happen, and we're cooperating with it in an amazingly dangerous way. And they go on to talk about how they're threatening to annihilate the U.S. as well as a little nation called Israel. And this is one of the commanders made that statement. One of the prestigious leaders of the country made that statement. And he said, this Salami, this is another man, but another high-ranking general, but he said that Iran desires a war with the United States. They desire it. Then they're saying all this after the nuclear deal, and yet we somehow want to rejoice because we're successful in that deal. Amazing. Truly amazing. Well, if you look at ISIS, that's the Islamic State, they're also very violent and doing a lot of damage in the Middle East. And many foreign policy experts believe that they rose to power because of the collapse of America's foreign policy. Now, you can really trace it right back to that, what some commentators are saying. You can prove it. Let me just quote from Carolyn Glick from the Jerusalem Post, September the 1st. Here's what she wrote. The Islamic State, or ISIS, goal is apparently to convince the young brotherhood members, in Egypt, to join forces. If the bid is successful, Egypt will become a tinderbox whose destructive force will be cataclysmic. And then she goes on to talk about within 5 to 10 years, Pakistan may have, this one study from Carnegie Endowment for International Peace said that within 5 to 10 years, Pakistan may have the third largest nuclear arsenal in the world, behind only the U.S. and Russia. According to the report, Pakistan is producing nuclear bombs 4 times faster than India. And and she said that the epicenter of Pakistan's nuclear work is in Baluchistan province. The Islamic State's popularity is high and growing in that area, as it is throughout much of Pakistan. And as a consequence, the danger that bombs they now build will fall under Baghdadi's control is real and growing. That is the head of ISIS, or the Islamic State. Now, we can think about that too. We'll look and think about all those nuclear bombs that ISIS could get control of. And of course, that in itself makes Iran much more urgent in developing their nuclear program. And everything is on the fast track. We can kid ourselves that it's not, but it is. And we haven't slowed them down at all. In fact, that nuclear deal is speeding up the process. And as I said, God blames it on the people because we have not hearkened to Him. There are over 100 prophecies that talk about all of these unfolding events, and yet people don't believe them. They don't believe God. They don't believe the Bible, which is Jesus Christ in print. They just don't believe it in most cases. But it's all coming to pass as we've been prophesying for some 60 and 70 years. Now, that is the truth. That is the truth. And we have to realize that this is a terrible world we're living in, and ISIS has already used some mustard gas agents, and Syria has used chemical weapons. And this is a dangerous world. What are those people going to do if they get nuclear bombs or some nuclear devices? Then what are they going to do? Do we realize where this is leading in this world? Many authorities believe that all the refugees flooding into Europe are there as a result of our pulling out of Iraq. Then ISIS rose up and started a war in Syria and took a lot of land, and then they moved into Iraq and took a lot of Iraq and just took over cities that our soldiers had died to conquer. And you can trace that, the ISIS problem, right back to us pulling out of Iraq, or ISIS gaining all that control in Syria. And now, do you know where most of the refugees are from going to Europe? From Syria. And most of them are not Christians, but they are Muslims, and that presents another problem because, well, there could be terrorists among them. Terrible things are happening in this world, and now most of them want to go to Germany. And Der Spiegel, or Spiegel magazine, August 31st, talked about there was many Germans in the past have believed or had the illusion that they could control that immigration. Now they see about 800,000 the Germany's about to take, it seems, and they see that they don't have any control of it. They're just flooding in there, and that's causing Germany to build up their military so they can stop that process on the seas. Now, Germany is known for starting World War I and World War II, and even the title of this article, and it's the Germany's best magazine, the title is Dark Germany, Bright Germany. Boy, they know it could become a dark Germany. And it is going to become a dark Germany. We have also been prophesying that for 70 years. It is going to turn to the dark side. It's going to become the Holy Roman Empire, and it's going to destroy Iran and their affiliates and their alliances. That's what Bible prophecy says. And look, the German people are known to get very anxious when they see a huge problem like that, and they will seek out a strong man for emergencies. And they now face an emergency. And Daniel 8 prophesies in verse 23 that there is going to be a strong man rise up in Europe and going to lead that European power to do a lot of damage in this world, more than anybody else in this end time. Now that is prophesied, and it's going to happen. And even this article talks about the people could very easily lose faith in the government and want a stronger government or a strong man. And this is all causing Germany and the Europeans to build up their nuclear power. But if you go on to Daniel 12, I'll just quickly read a little of this. It talks about, it shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Well, what is Daniel talking about? Daniel 12 and verse 1. Well, about the nuclear wars. That's what he's talking about. There's never been anything like it. But he says, goes on to say that God will deliver his people who are doing his work physically and spiritually. I mean, that's a wonderful promise that God has made to his people. And he says, now, if you go and you get out there, and there's going to be suffering like never before, but if you get out there and you turn many to righteousness, you will shine like the stars in heaven forever and ever and ever. Now that's good news, because on the just after this terrible suffering that's never happened in a nation before, well, Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth. And you, if you read the rest of Daniel, you'll see that that's exactly what it says. See, there is a plethora of bad, bad news, but it all is leading directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
Before his death in 1986, Herbert W. Armstrong correctly prophesied of events that took place in all corners of the globe, but he never took credit. It was Bible prophecy that informed every forecast. Request our free booklet, He Was Right, for an insightful look back at five decades of accurate predictions and a glimpse at what is soon to come. This booklet will give you understanding of current events and the immediate future. It will also give you the peace of mind that comes with such understanding. America today bears many similarities to ancient Rome just before its conquest by the barbarians. Request our new booklet, The Modern Romans, to see for yourself the gloomy future that awaits this once great nation. The Bible prophesies of one nation in particular that will fill the world power vacuum created by America, Germany. Request our free booklet, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, to understand the history of the German war machine and its inextricable link to a powerful false church. You can prove the impending reemergence of this bloody church-state combine. You can know the destructive impact it will have on all mankind. And you can understand the glorious outcome of yet another world war. All our literature is available to you free of charge, with no cost or obligation. Order today.